Welcome to Path to Peace with Todd Perlmutter. I'm your host, Todd Perlmutter. Our world is a projection of our collective consciousness. The more peace we bring into our lives, the more peace we bring into this world. So let the transformation begin. Impatience, rushing, feeling hurried, is a near universal trait in our result-driven society, where we feel pressure to maximize every minute, every second of every day, to be the most productive, to be the most maximizing of profits, where we're encouraged to turn every hobby and activity into a metric that contributes to some aspect of our life, whether it's our well-being or financially. But that tracking that we've been inundated with, that started with watches and became accelerated with our smartphones, is not contributing to our ultimate well-being if our moment of relaxation is timed and measured and compared to some other task that may be more productive. And we are losing out on the ability to breathe and appreciate what we have, this beautiful life. This constant need for optimization takes us out of appreciation. Our steps are tracked. Our sleep is tracked. And we are outsourcing our mindful awareness of these activities to an app, to an external source, so that we don't have to become mindful of our lives. For most people, standing in line at the bank means we should take out our phone. Sitting on the train, we should have a book or something playing in our ears. And the idea of sitting and appreciating without feeling like it's waiting is a very rare phenomenon these days. And it used to be the only way to get through the day. Whether we're sitting in traffic, screaming at nobody just to let the empty seats in our car know how angry we are at the person in front of us, or a waiter is talking to a friend while we really need that water refill. The same thing is happening. We are in a rush, even though we may have nowhere to be, even though we may just be driving home. That false sense of urgency, and it's usually false. Usually, we're going to get there when we get there, and there's not even anything we can really do about it. And so we are just creating this anger, this resistance to reality that is making us suffer. But this is not our fate. We do not have to be losing our mind all the time. Everything we do does not have to be a means to an end, as we have made it in our society, where instead of going for a walk to enjoy fresh air and the sun and to get moving and to feel that consciousness shift where we can just appreciate the flowers and the trees and the birds. It's to get our steps in. It's to reach our fitness goal. We brush our teeth to get clean teeth. We eat food to fill our stomachs. We clean the house in order to have a clean house. And so we can be done with those activities. So we can get back to what? to some other activity just to fill that time. But when everything is a means to an end, nothing is appreciated anymore. Nothing is in itself the purpose. And so we have purposeless lives, which are always about finishing this to get to next. And there's never a satisfaction. There's never a contentment. There's only trying to finish the thing we don't want to do so we can get to the thing that can absorb our attention, take us out of our mind, and distract us for a little bit of time until we have to get to the next thing we have to do. And it is this endless cycle that is creating our impatience. And the only permanent way to get out of that mental rushing, and only mental, we can be very fast physically. We can sprint and do things with our greatest enthusiasm and effort, but we don't have to mentally hurry. We don't have to panic, freak out, have anxiety, which comes with impatience. And to do that best is to practice presence. That is how we get out of that time trap where we are just passing time and we want to pass it as fast as possible. I write about this in great detail in my newest book, Aloneness to Oneness, 22 Life Lessons to Change the Way You See the World, where I say, whether it's a tree, a flower, a bird, a pet, or a baby, what we're looking at is presence looking back at us through these beings who don't know the insanity of living in the past or future, constantly worrying, confused, insecure, burned out, angry, jealous, or greedy. They are pure peace, patience, presence, kindness, and joy. This is, of course, our true nature as well, which we can all rediscover. Sometimes that impatience that we struggle with can be something like traffic, something like a person just being very slow at their job that we're waiting on them, you know, waiting on hold with the bank or cable company. And sometimes it can be a larger time frame. It can be a court case pending. It can be waiting to find out if we got a promotion. And for days, weeks, months, or years, we are suffering and stressing and struggling this impatience, this need to have it resolved, this need to get to the end so we can finally be free, relaxed, and at peace. But if we don't change the mindset now, while it's going on, we will not have a different mindset at the end of it. Something else always comes up. That is the nature of our ever-changing universe. Only we can tap into the stillness within us. Most of us can sense that our attention spans have been shortening, not just in our lifetime, but if we watch a film from 100 years ago compared to today, today they cut every 2 seconds, 3 seconds, a different shot, a different perspective, a different scene. Whereas in the old days, the movies may cut from one shot to another every 14 seconds or 30 seconds. In the old days, there wasn't a lot of great entertainment out there. It wasn't as captivating. It was maybe we'd listen to the radio at night, read the newspaper in the morning, maybe watch a show when that came around on TV. And even before that, you would go maybe once a week or once a month to the theater. And that was the only way to be distracted from the present moment. Today, with smartphones, TV being so hyper-stimulating, and with incredible flashy graphics, and most importantly, where the entire history of television is available at our fingertips, and we cannot just watch whatever happens to be on, but we can watch the greatest shows, we can watch Breaking Bad anytime, or whatever your favorite show is. We have social media, which is designed to make us scatterbrained and to make us impatient. We have headphones where we can pump in great content like this. No, I'm just kidding. But we can pump in literally any song, any podcast with infinite options at any time, anywhere. And so we have this constant entertainment always available to us, which makes us even impatient to our family, to our loved ones, to our friends, if they're not entertaining us as much as the world's greatest comedian or the world's greatest actors and with the greatest writers writing for them. And so if it seems like we have been programming ourselves to be impatient, to be distant, to be always having our consciousness in a screen or in some other reality, it's because we have been. And that is why we have an impatience epidemic on our hands. We have lost one of the greatest abilities in the history of mankind, which was the ability to entertain ourselves, to be at peace with boredom, to fill that boredom either creatively or to take it as a moment to breathe, relax, and enjoy our lives. That is where the enjoyment happens, when we can just have a moment to breathe and not have it cluttered with that content that is the mental junk food of our lives. In pretty much every town around the world, before the TVs came to town, the parks were filled every day with families and the whole community. And once the TV came, suddenly everyone was inside their house, no longer talking to each other, and the parks were deserted. Going from 90% of the people at the park to maybe 10% today. And while we don't have to abandon technology, we don't have to go back to the old days, we can create a new way forward, which is to learn the lessons that nature can teach us. No tree has ever been bored. No deer has ever been impatient. No snake has ever wanted to check its phone. And the good news is technology has not ruined us permanently. We can all consciously create a new life that gives some space into our day, that can create a sense that we are not so hurried, that we are not so rushed mentally. And we do that by simply creating some time for non-activity. And this can be spent in nature. This can be staring out the window. This can be meditation, which is the most profound way we can transform our mind and our consciousness. And by creating 5 or 10 minutes in the morning and in the evening to just sit, to just walk without a tracker, we can create a feeling in the middle of the day that there is space to breathe, that there is plenty of time. You know, no matter how busy the day is, with some space at the beginning and end, it won't seem so crazy. When we sleep, our minds clear out the clutter, clear out the junk that we don't need to remember. And the important memories are put into our permanent memory storage. And the stuff that's not important gets forgotten so that there's more brain space for the stuff that really matters. And that is obviously an essential part of being a human being. We don't want to remember every single thing as if everything is equally important. And something that is super important that we do not do anymore, that humans have always done, is essentially that same thing, but while we're awake, to just think with no distractions, with no other activity going on. And we can just witness our thoughts, and we can notice what is weighing on us beneath the surface. What are we ruminating about? What are we fixating on that we can let go of? This is how we can consciously become aware of whatever we're obsessing over. And instead of like when we're sleeping, with our full consciousness, we can realize to ourselves, this is not helping. Me obsessing over the promotion is not going to help me get it. It's not going to make me better at my job. It's not going to energize me. In fact, it's going to drain me. It's going to give me back pain and lower my immune system's function. Because only when we are conscious of our thoughts can our thoughts become conscious. And this is how our higher wisdom can come in. When we are able to just sit and just be, there is nothing that can be more infuriating to us. There is nothing that can become more boring. But most people do not have the ability right now to sit without distraction. As some of you may know, I spent 50 days meditating in a forest in New Zealand by myself. And I did not really realize how impatient I was until I came out of the forest. And coming out of a long meditation retreat, or in my case, 50 days in the forest, you realize just how fast society's moving. It really gives a very clear perspective on the difference between the pace of nature and the pace of our Western society. And it's often very jarring, very chaotic at first, because everything's moving so fast. But I had an incredible experience when I went to a restaurant for the first time after 50 days, when I had been eating nothing but ramen noodles, dried beans, and very bland, simple, basic, lightweight food that I was able to bring into the forest with me. And I was just amazed by this very normal, typical restaurant. And I was blown away by just the fact that there was a server. Like, wow, you're gonna, do I want water? I guess so. You know, it was such a shock to even have waiter service, to be offered something. And it was like, wow, slow down, you know, waiter. instead of, hey, let's go. I got places to be. And it was in that moment when I really realized that every line is just another opportunity to meditate, which is one of my favorite things in the world because of how incredible it makes my mindset and makes my appreciation for life. After meditating everything is more peaceful. Everything is brighter and more beautiful. And so I would love traffic. I would love to wait at a red light, to stand in line at the counter waiting to order. And the idea of hurrying was like alien to me. And the beauty is we do not have to spend 50 days in the forest, because I am here to tell you that all we have to do is create that space in our daily life. It's really not about a one-time big event. It's about how do we continue the practice in our daily life? How can we create a life that nourishes our peace and patience? And we do that by taking those lessons from nature, from pondering the trees, the plants, and the animals, and even the babies who have all figured it out. And sometimes we can even see it in the elderly, because they grew up before this. And oftentimes we can see a big smile on a person just staring out the window, rocking in a chair. And we can all have this. We can all stay at peace. We can all get to where we're going, do what we need to get done, and maintain a peace and calm throughout all of it. And it really helps to not pull that phone out mindlessly when we are wanting to check social media, even though we just checked social media. It is designed to take advantage of our mindlessness. And so mindfulness is the way we take back our patience and our control and our power over ourselves. I remember when I was a little kid and I would go on vacation or something, and I would see people just sunbathing, you know, just lying in a chair doing nothing. And I thought to myself, how boring. How are they doing this? And it just seemed so strange to me, because I was an ADD kid. I was diagnosed very young. I was very impulsive and impatient. I did not know how to meditate. And it took me a long time after that until I realized that these people just had that ability. And sometimes they even needed the sunbathing excuse to relax. Another example is, I know a lot of women, mostly, some guys I'm sure, like to just relax in a bubble bath. And I always was like, can we get a TV in there? Can I have my phone in a waterproof case or something? And again, these are just examples of how we have that ability. We have just lost it in so many cases. And we need some kind of earworm, something to go in our head to fill up the space of that downtime, that stillness. And the more that we can embrace the stillness, the more patient and peaceful our lives become. Much love. You have been listening to Path to Peace with Todd Perlmutter. Being here and putting in this important and noble work is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself and others. If you found this podcast even a little helpful, please make sure to leave a review so it can reach others who may be in need. And remember, the path to peace starts with a single step.